Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up. We thank Him for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And no one knows what today holds but our God. And we are so grateful because we have Him. We have Him, the one who holds the future. We have Him, the one who holds today. Because He lives, because He is in us, we can face tomorrow. So we are excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And we are so grateful to have each and every one of you joining us this morning on this day. And today is Friday, March 26th. The year 2021, and this is the last Friday of this month of March. So it seems as if time is flying, but we are just believing God for a bumper harvest of souls this year 2021. We are believing God for overpopulating heaven and depopulating hell. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So we're going to start this morning just excited in the presence of the Lord. Thy prayer, say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one, the one who does not change. We thank you, Father God, the creator of heaven and earth, the one whose air that we breathe. You are the life that we live. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without you, Lord, we can do nothing. We thank you, Father God, for this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, for allowing us to be in this day. And we are ready to receive all the blessings. We are ready to receive all the anointing that you have installed for us today. So we rebuke any hindering spirit, any stealing spirit that might want to steal our joy, anything that might want to distract us from fulfilling what you have assigned us to do today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for we are a purpose-driven people, and we thank you because you order our steps. In the mighty name of Jesus. So I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, if there is anything that is not pleasing to you, Father, what we have done that is not pleasing to you, we pray, Lord, that you forgive us, Lord, whether we have offended you by thought, Lord, whether we have offended you by omission or by submission in any shape or form. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us because you are a merciful God. So we say, have mercy on us, God, according to your loving kindness, according to your multitude of tender mercies, Lord. Forgive all our transgressions. Forgive all our iniquities, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, because we do not want the enemy, the thief, to have anything to accuse us of, because we know the devil Satan is an accuser of saints. So we do not want him to have anything he can point a finger and accuse us of. So we pray, Father God, this morning, that you cleanse us, Father. Cleanse us with your hands, of a Father. Wash us clean. Yes, that will be whiter than snow in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for making us hear the joy of your salvation, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. Do not hide your face away from us, Father. You do not blot us away from your Holy Spirit, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for creating a clean heart this morning, Father. Thank you for creating a clean heart and renewing a right spirit within us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, and restoring, yes, restoring unto us the joy of your salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we honor you, Lord. We glorify your name this morning. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your tender mercies that endures forever. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father. We decree and declare, Father, that your divine protection be upon us and keep us safe from all evil, Father, and lead us not into temptation, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your love and your favor that locates us all the days of our lives. Wherever we are, we thank you, Father God. We honor you for keeping us in good health, Father. This morning, I rebuke any and every sickness all might want to come our way. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We hide ourselves under the blood of Jesus, where the devil can do us no harm, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. And we honor you, for you, Lord Jesus, were wounded for our transgressions, and you were bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord, and by your stripes we are healed. So I decree and declare total healing in the mighty name of Jesus on each and every one of us. Whatever the sickness is, Lord, I decree and declare total healing, Father, whether it's mental illness, whether it's emotional, whether it's physical or spiritual, financial or relationship-wise, I decree and declare total healing in the mighty name of Jesus. So, devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. We command you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you have no room, you have no place in our lives. We decree and declare that you go where you belong, right under our feet, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, this morning. For in you, Lord, we live and move and have our being. And without you, Father, we can do nothing. I thank you, Father God, for the church, the body of Christ. Yes, the whole fivefold ministry, Father, because you have given them, as your words say, you gave some to be apostles and to be prophets and some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and some to be teachers. Yes, for the equipment of the saints and for the work of the ministry, for the body of Christ. So, Father God, we pray for each and every one of these ministries, even those ministries of
service, the ministry of help in the mighty name of Jesus for the furtherance of the gospel, Father. Yes, the missionaries, those who go in a foreign land and proclaim your word and spread the good news. I pray, Father God, that you protect and shield them and protect their families and provide for them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and give them wisdom, Father, as they adjust and learning a foreign language, Father, and learning a different culture than theirs, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God, for the whole body of Christ, that we remain connected to you, the true vine, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know we are the branches, Father, and you are the vine, and we need to stay connected to you so that we can bear fruit, not only fruit, but much, much fruit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning, and we continue, Father, to pray and believe for salvation, deliverance, and healing of our brothers and sisters out there, those who do not know you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. For we know that for you, Father God, yes, you loved this world, that you sent and you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have life. So this everlasting life that we have found, that we have, we pray, Father God, that our brothers and sisters out there will recognize it, Father, that when you stand at the door of their hearts and knock, that they will let you in, they will open their hearts for you, they will open the doors of their hearts for you, so that you come in, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you soften their hearts, Lord. Yes, draw them, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, all of our brothers and sisters from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come, Father, to come unto you, Lord. Yes, as your word commands us to come unto you, all ye who labor and heavy laden. Yes, for you give us rest, Father, and to take your yoke, Father, for your yoke is easy, to lean on you, Lord, for you are meek and lowly in heart, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are the giver of rest, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, we honor you that they come. Even some of them, they just have backslidden. They have gone backwards. So as prodigal sons, we pray, Father God, that they come to their senses, that they come to their senses and recognize to come back home. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord. We continue to pray, Father God, for our leaders, our local leaders, Father, our national leaders and international leaders. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, as we pray for this nation of the United States. We also believe, Father, and intercede for every nation that is represented here at this prayer line. And I do represent Zimbabwe right now, and for all the leadership, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because your word, Father, says, except you build a house, they that build, they build in vain. And except you keep and watch over a city, the watchman watches in vain. So we pray, Father God, interceding for all our leadership, Father, that they do what is right in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for the executive branch, the presidency and the vice presidency and the cabinet, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, the legislative branch, the Senate, the House of Representatives, and our judicial system, Father, the Supreme Court and the lower courts and the Congress, that everyone in position of authority, they do what is right and make good decisions for the betterment of the people. I rebuke all those who are just self-service and motivated by their egos and their political careers and do not care about the people. I just pray, Father God, that you expose them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for every citizen, Father, who is eligible to vote, that they will vote their conscience and vote right, and that their vote be counted. I rebuke all this sneaking and all what we are hearing, Father, that people are trying to manipulate other people and other citizens and devalue other human beings. I just pray, Father God, for you are a God of restoration. You are a forgiving God, that you heal our land, Father. Restore our land, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I honor you, Father God. We stand on the gap, Lord. Yes, for you are on our side. If you are on our side, Lord, who can be no one, Father? Even politicians, they might try, but they will always fail. I pray, Father God, that you arise, O God, and let all your enemies be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. Yes, for we trust you, Father God, for our education system, the educators, the students, the parents, yes, the school administrators, everyone in position of authority, everyone in who participate or contribute in any shape or form for the education of our children, Father. I just pray, Father God, that we do not go backwards with all these issues and some areas that need to be fixed that have been exposed. I just pray, Father God, that we do not go back as usual, but we go better, Father. We do better, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Not only the education, but even our health system, Father, the regulations, Father, yes, the healthcare providers, the insurance providers, the hospitals, ambulance, the mental, there are people who need mental health, Father, and substance abuse, they need care, all areas of our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, is that we do not go backwards. There is a lot of exposure that has been brought forth. I just pray, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that when we reopen and things start functioning well, that it will be better not going backwards, Father. But those things that has been exposed that need to be fixed, that they will be taken care of, Father. Even in our workforce system, Father, the employers and the employees, I just pray, Father God, that both even as a church, the faith-based, Father, system, the private system or the public system, that everything, when we go back, Father, we'll do better, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, even as far as our families are concerned, Father. I just pray, Father God, that we'd also do better. There will be more love in the families, caring for each other, Father, and concerning for and be concerned and be caring for each other in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for you are a God of restoration, Father. You restore unto us anything and everything that the enemy has stolen, and you give it back to us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that you are not taking us backwards, but you are taking us forward. We are moving forward with you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Father God, our heavenly Father, our everlasting Father, for you are the Father to the fatherless. You are the defender of the widows, and you are the defender of the weak, those who cannot defend themselves. You defend for the Lord. You are our defense. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name, for there is no any other God but you. In Jesus' name, we glorify you, and we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus. The battle is won in Jesus' name. And we seal this blessing, Father. We seal this breakthrough by the blood of Jesus, that the enemy will not steal it from us in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Morning, for we serve a mighty God. We serve a gracious God, a compassionate God, a loving God. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. And good morning to you, those who joined us, and everyone who is here this morning. We are so excited with what God is doing. So before we open our lines and see what move on with the program, I just want to go ahead and go into the word, and then we will see what the Lord has in store for us today. So I had written the scripture of the day, of the week somewhere, and I cannot locate it, but I do know that we all know what the scripture of the week is. I'm just going to go ahead and start on the scripture I would like to share with you. Then I will share with you a couple more scriptures. If you have a pen and paper, go ahead and grab it and write the scriptures down. The main scripture we're going to share is from the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we are just going to read the first 10 verses. The first 10 verses. And I'm reading from the NIV version. Now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly, as Lebanon woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a bracelet, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as it just as, in fact, you are doing. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. May he bless the hearers, the word. Amen, amen. This really ministered to me this week, and I pray that it will minister to you, this scripture. And I will encourage you to read the whole chapter or the whole book. It is loaded. It is full of, we know the word of God is life. It is a life giver. It is bread unto our souls. So you can have a snack on the word from this scripture this weekend. So where we just read, the last verse, I went ahead and picked the verse 11 because verse 11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. So this is what we are doing. This is what we do every morning when we wake up and encourage each other. So we are literally lining up with the word of God. But when we go back up on verse 1, it starts with now. Now, brothers and sisters. Now, meaning presently, right now, not tomorrow, but right now, brothers and sisters. If you are worried about times and dates and you need to write this down or do that and whatever, he's saying right now, brothers and sisters, when you, about this concern you have about times and dates, you don't need to, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Nobody knows when this day is going to happen. So don't worry about it. Don't do the research. Don't put a sticker note on your refrigerator thinking that it will remind you that this day is when he is. We don't have to worry. But we need to know that this day will come like a thief when everyone is not aware, when you do not expect. So we need to allow, we just need to submit ourselves under the mighty hand of God. For he is the one who orders our steps. Because the Bible says the steps of a good man, the steps of a good tested, a child of God. These steps are ordered by God. So when God orders our steps, we don't have time to worry. We don't have time to go and find out what is going to happen in the future. Go talk to a fortune teller. I was in New Orleans years ago. I think it has been maybe 7-8 years now. Since I was there, or maybe a little bit more, I can't remember. But when I was there, I was surprised, and I see these people, they were sitting, on the side of the road or some near a park. I mean, they were everywhere. And people will line up, and they want to be told what their fortune is. And some, they were reading their palms, and some were being told, and people were, and I was wondered, and I asked it, I said, what's that? What is going on? And I was told, oh, if you want someone to tell you, whether you're going to be married and whether you're going to be rich and whatever. I'm like, you look at these people who are telling others what the future is. I'm like, I bet if they know theirs, I wouldn't be sitting here. They would be doing something or whatever. And some other places, they will tell you what your lucky number and this and that. So I am saying all this to say that there are people out there who are so hooked up on wanting someone to tell them what their future holds. Even in the Christian community, you will see other Christians, they pursue these prophets. prophets and want somebody to prophesy to them, tell them what it is. But right here, the word of God is reminding us, we do not have to do that. Brothers and sisters, we do not have to do that because no one can tell. No one can tell you and I what the day of the Lord, when the Lord is coming. But we just have to submit ourselves to God. We just have to lean and trust in His word. That's why we need to study the word. That's why we need to read the word and feed ourselves with the word. If somebody give me a prophecy, it will be confirmation of something I already know. Because the Lord will not go tell someone about me before He tells me. That person will just confirm what I already know. It's not going to surprise me. And on verse 3, it says, while people are saying peace and safety and this, and I will tell you that, destruction will come on them suddenly. And the word the writer explained that when this destruction comes, labor pain on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. There is no way to escape. You cannot run away from it. But then he says, but you, brothers and sisters, you are not in darkness. You are not children of darkness. So that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are not in darkness. The Bible says we are children of the light and not of the darkness. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, it says, we were bought with a price. Therefore, we need to glorify God in our body and in our spirit. I'm just paraphrasing here. So that's another scripture for you to write down, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20. And you are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others. Let us not be entangled and be carried away with all the noise that is going on, with all the chaos that is going on. For we are not like others, because we are awake, we are sober-minded, because we have Christ. The Bible says if we are in Christ, we are a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all become new. For those who are asleep, those who sleep at night, and those who get drunk at night. But we, since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith. What is faith? It's trusting God. Hebrews say it is a substance of evidence of things that are not seen. So let us put on faith and love as a bracelet. So you actually have to put on, you have to wear this faith. It is a garment, a spiritual garment. And if we don't have to put on this faith, if you don't wear this faith, you'll be walking around naked, unclothed, and you don't want to do that. And we need the love because it is a bracelet. What does a bracelet do? It shields us. It protects us from the spears, the darts of the enemy trying to pierce you. But this faith and this love is the bracelet and the hope of salvation, which is our helmet. And we can go to Ephesians chapter 6. It will tell you to put on the whole armor of God. And it tells you the whole list of the armor. And we need to do that as the children of God. That's what separates us from all the, from the rest of the people, the unbelievers, the magnet. That's what our neighbors, our family members, when they look at us, although we are of this world, but we are not of this world, it's the way we handle chaos when chaos comes. We still be still. Still be smiling and loving when everyone else is scattered and we are still put together because we are children of the light and not of the darkness. Because we learn from our God. For our God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are not alone. We belong to Jesus. We belong to the King of Kings. We belong to the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, the Creator of heaven and earth. We belong to the one who does not change, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we allow ourselves to be entangled and be connected to all other things, they are sinking sand. All other things, they change. People say one thing today and tomorrow they change. They can change their mind. But not our God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. And he is a promise keeper, a covenant keeping God. And his word is truth. That's where we, whom we belong to. That's whose we are. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Christ Jesus. And on verse 10, he said, this Jesus, he died for us. So that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Nothing can separate us from his love. Who can separate us from this love that we get from Jesus Christ, from our Lord? He says, neither death or life will separate us. The sleep he's talking about, whether it's death, it will not separate us. Once we are connected, we remain in him because he is our God. And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, for we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. That's who we are, a peculiar people, that we show forth the praises of him who has called us. Where did he call us from? Out of darkness. And he just did not leave us hanging in the air or just leave us with nowhere to go. But he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. That's where we belong. And on Romans chapter 8, verses 12 to through 15. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have an obligation because we are the children of light. We have an obligation, but it is not to the flesh. This obligation is not to the flesh. To live according to the flesh. No. For if we live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death, you will live. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves. No. So that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship, to childhood. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. He is our Father, Abba, Father. He is the Father to the fatherless. He is the protector, the defender of those who cannot defend are his workmanship, his specimenship, his handmade, his work, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, not bad works, but good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. These good works, the goodness of the Lord. He is a good God. He is a merciful God. So we are children of the light. We are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world. This world needs some seasoning. This world needs some lightness. There's darkness everywhere you go. You turn the television on, it's all bad news. But we are his ambassadors. We spread the good news. And we bring light. When light shows up, darkness has to leave. Darkness has to go. So we children of the light. And brothers and sisters, the lines are open. And we're going to acknowledge and recognize who is here this morning. And if you have a praise report, if you have a prayer request, we are going to go ahead and take those, and then we take them to the Lord in prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, hallelujah. So the lines are open now. Amen.
Amen.
So let us hear who is here. Good morning.
Beautiful teaching. We thank you for it. Just thank you, God, that I'm here. Thank you, God, for the miracles that he works so great. Hallelujah. We appreciate
Hallelujah.
It. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Put in family prayer.
Amen.
Good morning. Marcella is here.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Deborah just listening.
Praise God. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Just prayer for continued prayer for my mom, my family.
Amen.
Good morning, Sister Linda. Listen.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Pastor Mary here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm just going to ask, please, the line, to please mute your line. That would be so awesome. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie praying for travel. From headed back to Warner Robin. I came up to Atlanta for, and I'll be going back tomorrow to Warner Robin.
Amen.
I'm going back today.
Good morning. This is Lois. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the word. Listen.
Good morning, everybody. We're glad to be here, and I'm just asking for prayer. We will be traveling. My daughter, her family, and I will be traveling to South Florida. South Georgia. Yeah. We're going on a mini, so the gifts of family.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just like to pray for my coworkers and my manager. I've been on a night shift for the last week, and last night around 12 a.m., you know, he took our break. He came back in and said he had to leave. He have a special needs son. I don't know what's going on, but I just pray for the household of my manager. His name is James, and his family, that everything was to be out okay, you know. It's on my heart just to pray for the young child, you know, he said he's special needs, we got to go, and we couldn't stay, so, you know, the whole crew had to pack up and leave, but I just pray that the baby's okay, and Lord just touched his body, whatever the case may be, and I'm just bringing it to this prayer, Lord, because I know God does answer, and will continue on answering prayer. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning, Dick Devine. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
This is Sister Charlotte.
Yes. Good morning.
Okay, so
good morning.
This is Yvonne and Charlotte. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I just want
to
say that I thank God for protecting me last night. Around midnight, there was a severe thunderstorm. Actually, tornadoes touched down about 30 minutes away from where I live, and the news report was reporting that the tornado was headed to the town in which I live. And just as I was clearing out an interior closet to get safety in case I needed it, they announced that the tornado had subsided and it had changed its course. So I just thank God and praise Him for protecting me last night.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Yes. We thank God. Protection. Hallelujah.
God.
Praise
God. Awesome God. Yes. So let's continue. Let's as we pray, we're gonna put also the you know, with these tornadoes and the weather. I have not heard what the story is and what is going on, but I do know that last night I heard that a couple days. And it has been back-to-back. There are several touchdowns of tornadoes and stuff. So we're going to pray to the God who calms the weather as we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Is there any other who wants to announce themselves?
Good morning again. This is Sister Mary, and I just want to share with you a quick testimony. We had been praying over the circumstances of a sinkhole in my at my home, and trees that was threatening my house to be cut, and I want you to know they started on the work. And now, as for the sinkhole, I haven't gotten any confirmation back on that one, but the trees, someone came out from the county and labeled the trees that needed to be cut that was threatening to fall on my home. So I just thank God for your prayers and continue to pray. God bless.
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, in Jesus' name. And he who has
prayed,
God. Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Just decree and declare that this will be completed.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We have any other?
This is Sister Gladys again. My mom was released from the hospital, and she's back over at Beeberry Manor, but she's we got hospice coming in, and need prayer for that her continual healing and the circulation. Her leg is looking pretty good. Circulation started coming back in her leg, and it was black, but now it's turning back. You can see life in that leg and her foot.
Praise
so,
God.
Prayer for
Hallelujah.
That.
Amen.
Praise
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Do we have any other? Praise God. Okay, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer and pray for this prayer request. I did not hear if anyone is not available to pray or is available to pray. So here is what I'm going to do. I will ask Apostle Horsley to pray, and
then for this prayer request, and then we'll see how much time we have, because we are almost at the top of the hour. And as you pray, let us be in agreement, and if it's anything that comes in your spirit that needs to be put before the Lord, we can do so as we are in agreement, as he leads us in prayer. Apostle Horsley.
Make sure this phone line is on mute. Hallelujah, God. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that we thank you, Lord God. We are most joyous to you, Lord God, overwhelmed with joy, Lord God. We are exceedingly glad, oh Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer that you have granted onto us in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you have worked miracles so great, God. There's no one else like you, Lord God. Many have asked for traveling mercy this weekend, oh Lord God. And matter of fact, traveling mercy throughout the year, Lord God. Let's cover it. Lord God, there's family members, oh Lord God, that have in hospice, oh Lord God, but they can see the life of God, Lord God, and they're healing, they're coming out, Lord God. Others, oh Lord God, are ready to transition, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There are those that are unstable, Lord God, that need to be saved, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There are those, oh Lord God, that go to soothsayers, Lord God, and go to Sister Lisa, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There are those that are dabbling with the spirit of divination, oh Lord God. We rebuke all that in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We speak blessings over the weekend, oh Lord God, and over our lives in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, as Pastor Darlene and the family travels, oh Lord God, whoever's there is traveling with family, oh Lord God, we ask, oh Lord God, that you bless them to travel in the great hands of God, oh Lord God, that you would touch vehicles, oh Lord God, no mechanical breakdown, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, I'm looking to take the wife for few days on our anniversary on next week, or the week we coming up, oh Lord God, and having a problem there, Lord God, finding a nice place, oh Lord God. But we ask that you bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, the special prayer requests, oh Lord God, jobs that are needed, oh Lord God. Lord God, the people that come to clean up the sister's property, Lord God, and let them give her a good fair price, oh Lord God, if not let the insurance company cover that cutting down those trees, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we cover every prayer request, oh Lord God, by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. But we totally come, oh Lord God, to give you praise, oh Lord God, because you're the God that works miracles so great. There's no one else for you, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for delivering the containers safely over to Zimbabwe, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you bless the finances of the ministry, oh Lord God. Lord God, those that have stimulus that are getting the checks, oh Lord God, give them wisdom in what to do, Lord God, with the financial blessing, oh Lord God. Please let them understand, oh Lord God, that they're not to forget about you, Lord God, and all they're getting, oh Lord God. Let them get the understanding, oh Lord God, that it takes money to run this ministry as well as it takes to run their church, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, on this Friday, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because we're heading into the resurrection morning time, oh Lord God. And then into Pentecost, oh Lord God. And Lord God, you work miracles so great. Lord God, you have been good to us, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask you that you bless Minister Juanita, Lord God, and all the friends up in New Jersey, Lord God, out in Seattle, Washington, oh Lord God, in Texas, wherever soever they be at, oh Lord God. Lord God, that you bless our children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, oh Lord God, as far as that you should call in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. As we approach the top of this hour, oh Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, Bakara Yasi, Ovoko Rasananaka, in the name of Jesus, God. Just want to give you the praise, Eboshi, Ovoko Rasananaka, the honor and the glory, God, because it's morning by morning, God. It's new mercies we see, God. I thank you, Pastor Nakayo, see you, Pastor Scalactic, for the word, Nakayo, see that strength, Eko, Ovo Yasa. God, in the name of Jesus, I better leave. So, hallelujah. He's worthy. The praise, the honor, the glory. Okay, Pastor. Sit down there like how you'll see it. God bless my wife, oh Lord God. Bless the marriages, oh Lord God. Bless those good women that you have here on the prayer line, oh God. Those that have not a companion, oh Lord God. Let them find a good thing, oh Lord God, and let them live happy. God bless us, sister. That's the newlywed, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, praying that everything went well yesterday, Lord God. Maybe she's expecting, I don't know. Hallelujah, God, but it's in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you have blessed, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name. So we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, thank you, Pastor. I have to mute the CL.
Hallelujah.
Mess up everything that I call you'll see. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Let's just praise him right now.
Let's take a minute and just praise God. Don't ask for anything, but
we
just
thank you
that
I called. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, God.
Thank you.
That's the sound of Jesus, God. Every knee shall bow, God. Every tongue shall confess.
Be
blessed. Appreciate it.
Yesterday, I received a message from
one of my nieces. We prayed for her around this time last year. She had had a couple miscarriages, and yesterday she sent me a message and say, "Mom, it's about time." So any time now, between now and the end of the month, she will have her baby, and her baby is full term. And I thank God for hearing our prayers, because I brought it to you, prayer warriors, and you prayed mm-hmm. for her. And not only God is blessing her with this baby, she managed to carry full term and strengthen her womb, but also God has delivered her, because she was just so depressed and so just sinking in depression, and God has delivered her. She changed her mornings into dancing again, and God wiped her tears. So that's the kind of a God we serve, and it is not just my prayers alone or her mother's prayers alone, but it is the prayers of the saints. So I just want to thank God and encourage you that truly God is hearing your prayers, and he is answering our prayers. So that's my praise report. You all have a wonderful weekend, and that this weekend will be better than last weekend, because we move from glory to glory. Our God does not take us backwards, but he takes us forward. So I leave this time to Pastor Darlene, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for today. Word across our children's life, your people. We just thank God for just giving us a good word today. We thank you, Pastor Scholastica, and thank God for everyone who has come this week. This has been a very wonderful week in the Lord, and God has just been doing great things. And we continue to look to him, because we know that he is with us even to the ends of the earth. Even if we turn our backs on him, he will be there with us. He told us in his word that he would be married to the backslider. So as we are children of light, let our light shine, that others will see the Jesus in us, and they will be drawn to our God, so that they too can be saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost and be on fire for the Lord.
Amen.
So today I make a declaration that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that we love God and we will keep his commandments. I decree that we are anointed by God to do his work, and souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. I decree blessings overtake us, and we have more than enough. And I decree this morning and declare that we pull down those strongholds, and the wickedness in high places is destroyed. And I make a declaration that showers of blessings are upon our lives daily, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. And I make a declaration this morning, and I hope that you're taking this one and putting it into your mouth, and let it be spoken out for you and your family, that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass. We decree this morning that it shall be returned to the sender, and we are covered by the blood of Jesus. So as we leave today, let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hinds feet. That means we will be climbing up the mountains, and we will be victorious. And so he will make us walk up on the high places. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I do love each and every one of you. I appreciate you coming here, being in agreement with what God is doing, because one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So we are together. We're in agreement. There's a one accord spirit here. And I appreciate what you're doing, that God will continue to bless you, keep you, take you from faith to faith and glory to glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.